This past March, Springfield's Muslim community observed the holy month of Ramadan, a time of fasting, reflection, and spiritual devotion. From dawn to sunset, Muslims fast not just from food, but from distractions, turning inward to strengthen their faith. But for Muslims, this spiritual grounding extends far beyond one month. According to a 2022 study, 70% of Illinois Muslims attend the mosque at least once a month, with 50% going weekly, and Springfield is no exception. During the final 10 nights of Ramadan, the mosque becomes a center of intense prayer and reflection. It's often Springfield community member Hafiz Osama Pervez, who has memorized all 114 chapters and over 6,200 verses of the Quran, who is called on to lead prayers.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
Those verses from the Quran outline what many Muslims see as a roadmap for success. Have faith, do good, and remind others to stay truthful and patient. It's a message that resonates year-round for those striving to live out good values in their everyday life. For Muslim converts, that journey can be especially personal. Springfield native John Crago had to change deeply rooted habits when he converted to Islam, including how he and his family ate meals.
Because I'm a convert who takes halal food seriously, I had to personally re-engineer all of my favorite foods. It took me a while to recreate my version of Joe Rogers. After a good solid 3 years, I came up with the recipe. I was the only option for a family. I'm imitating Springfield chili. I'm imitating what I feel to be the best of the best.
For many Muslims in America, faith and identity are deeply intertwined. A 2022 study found that 84% of Illinois Muslims say their religion is central to who they are. A separate 2016 study found that those who feel connected to their faith are also more likely to strongly identify as American. That combined sense of identity is something Shaista Sheikh, who moved from India to Springfield 24 years ago, has embraced and now works to instill in her children.
I want them to be confident no matter where they go. They are Americans who follow Islam, and their parents are from India. Teachers in 186 district, they not only saw me as my identity, but also helped me navigate the culture.
Longtime resident, educator, and mother Sawad Suleiman also reflects on how the younger generation expresses its faith in new ways, and how that's prompted her to grow too.
I can practice my religion freely and enjoy it, actually. I think the most that I love is that I can practice, I can wear my hijab, I can do everything. I really enjoy practicing my religion here. I really enjoy being here. Inshallah, we have a lot of younger generation. They express themselves different than us. But then when you put yourself in their place, it does make sense for them. I have changed a lot since I started.
The younger generation is staying deeply connected to their faith, particularly in Springfield. Ali Azim, a University of Illinois Springfield student and leader of the Muslim Student Association, credits Springfield's strong sense of community for helping her deepen her understanding of Islam and its teachings.
For me personally, I used to live in Indiana. Compared to Springfield, I feel like Springfield is way more connecting than how it was in Indiana. There's more of a community feeling here. And I think the community here makes a good effort to get together, do activities and events, which I didn't really experience that much when I lived elsewhere.
In Springfield, faith isn't just observed. It's lived, shared, and passed on to the next generation. For NPR Illinois, this is Hafsa Rahman.